Yo, yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relaxitate Notes. Mike Pace, K Dub, Homie Quinn, what's happening, fella?
What's up with you?
What's up, fellas?
Chilling, man. Chilling. 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 Doggone. Itching for football. Eager to see the draft. Roller coaster with the Olympics. It's like
you still paying attention?
Man, listen, I'm hanging on by a string, bro. It's crazy.
I'm barely paying attention. I'm getting most of my information from y'all.
Man, Kevin, I feel it's like going into it. I just kept saying, man, it just don't feel right for none of these athletes, bro. Mm-hmm. It just seemed off because. The thing with athletes, and we know, like, they got regimens. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think the whole COVID thing last year threw all of them off. You know what I'm saying? Off. It threw everything off, bro. Like,
and you know the crazy part about it is my wife pointed this out. Everything still say 2020, but everybody in the world know we in 2021 right now. So,
yeah.
It's crazy. It's
crazy to see about them.
Yeah,
in the audience ain't no fans, no nothing,
bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just don't even, it don't look right, don't feel right. Mm-hmm. Man, come on, man. Katie Ledecky got murdered in the what's her name, and I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? She bounced back and won the other joint, but it was just like it's just crazy, man. It just don't look right, man. Small Biles got her situation going on, you know, prayers up for all that workout, man. It just, I don't know, man. Just, I don't know. The basketball team, you know, they, and I kind of was fearing, like, you know, because, man, the team ain't got no cohesion, man. And then you bring in Booker and Middleton what's the name? Fresh off the finals, bro. Like, it's just, I don't know, man.
They'd have been better off bringing somebody else than those three right there.
I think so, too.
Because just think about it, though, Kevin. Especially Booker. Because I can see maybe Middleton and Holiday want to go play a few more games. But Booker just coming off a finals loss. He tired. I bet Booker don't have any motivation to be there right now. None.
If I was Middleton or Holiday, I wouldn't. And that's coming from a selfish place. But, man, like, and then they probably tired. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Because, you know, in a normal circumstance, the season would have been done before July. You know what I mean? They normally finish around Father's Day if it go that long.
Yeah.
That's normally like game seven, six or seven in a normal circumstance is around Father's Day. But I don't know, man. It just don't seem right. You know what I mean?
Well, Kevin, would you be motivated to be over there right now? If you was Middleton, Holiday, or Booker?
I mean, you not. Why not?
I mean, because...
You know I'm a weirdo at times, bro. I don't see things the same way.
At times?
Bro, I did. if I felt like hooping, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. I mean, I'm saying, but, like, that's the thing.
They must thought into it.
They love to hoop, but I just seen... It just seemed like... Bro, then they left the next day, bro.
And then you got to understand, like, every situation be different, because they might be... Like, especially a player like Middleton, he probably never thought he'd get to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, this might be his opportunity, and he's just like, nah, I'm gonna take this opportunity. I got.
Oh,
yeah,
nah.
What's important to him, or what's important? You know,
because if you think about it, if you go back 2-3 years, would you ever say you see Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday on the
Chris Middleton came from the G League, like, you know what I'm saying? Worked his way up to this point.
Yeah, no, I respect it. I'm just saying, you know, I know it's tough. You know what I mean?
And then, like, Book so young, and then Holiday probably never have another opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never know. It's just all about the individual. Like, I can see, like, if we sit here talking about KD just won the championship, you know what I'm saying? That's different. You know what I'm saying? He'd been done that, you know what I'm saying? But them guys, you know, maybe that's and then especially like Middleton and Holiday, you never know. They might not want this to end. You know what I'm saying? They just on such a high coming off winning this championship. You know what I'm saying? They might not even just never want this to end. Just keep going, you know what I'm saying, with the, you know, winning at a high level.
But mentioning KD, that do speak to your point of loving the hoop. You know what I mean? Because he could have easily declined and everybody would have been like, oh, I understand. You know, he had the injury,
Right,
so
right.
That go to that, that speak to that point of, you know, feeling like hooping and wanting to hoop. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like I say, man, it just seemed like everything off. But, you know, still I respect all those athletes that they even make it, even compete, even train for that. Because, man, that like you think about how hard you got to train just to make it over there. You know what I mean? And then you make it over there, you competing against the best. Like, especially like track, bro. Like, you don't have no team unless you're doing like a relay. You know what I mean?
Right. Nah, this is it. This is the pinnacle for track runners.
Oh,
but like, even
gosh,
like, going back to basketball, though, like this is bigger than like even being an all star. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true,
this is like all pro. You know what I'm saying? Like, all star is the elite of the elite. But when you make it to the Olympic team, then you the elite of the elite of the elite. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Now when you put it in that perspective, I do feel you, because it's like, hey, yo, I might not make it back to this, you know, like you say with Middleton and Holiday. It's like, bro, we ride high, we hooping, and then to be able to play with that, like you playing with KD and D-Lil and what you call it, had to you know, go back. Bradley Beal was sucks, but you know, and Tatum. So I mean, I get what you're saying. Because when you put it like that, like for real, bro, when you playing with that many beasts, you know what I'm saying? And that's no disrespect to nobody in the league, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how I feel about anybody in the league. But I'm just saying, like you said, Kevin, it's like levels. And when you talk about that level, you look next to you, and this is KD. Then this Lil, and this Bill, and Tatum, and you know, and you look, you know what I'm saying? We in here.
And even to take it a step further, like, where else are you gonna get better competition to work on your game against? Like, them practices are probably way more beneficial to them than them games. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day you're going against the best in the world. Not just like, not even just your NBA teammates, but the best in the world.
That's premium. That's some premium practice right there. You in that mall, you're like, yeah, hey man, y'all should have seen Tatum and KD going at it in practice.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like every day.
Yeah.
And Brad Bill, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Like every day.
Yeah, because even I was listening to KD earlier talk half sleep, but I did hear when he was talking about the first time he went to the Olympics. And dude was like, yeah, man. He was like, you know, and you was probably like feeling like, oh, man, I'm on this level. He was like, not really. I wasn't thinking that. He was like, I was thinking, damn, this Kobe, this Bron, this Melo, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm playing with these dudes, and it's like, man, you know, and he was like, especially them was, you know, like the best cats in the league at the time, and he was like, especially with Bron and Melo playing the same position as him. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, you know what I mean? When you put it in that perspective, for real.
You know what, Kevin, after you saying that and everything, I probably still wouldn't have went, but, I mean, that's just me. I get it. Like, you right, because, I mean, just think about it. Like you said,
him being that G League years ago, he probably
thought he'd make it to the U.S. Olympic team, to actual Olympics and nothing. So, I guess, and Holiday. Again, not sure about Booker, because I probably been still mad about losing the finals.
Yeah, but see, again, like, everybody different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know how he handled that. Maybe he the type of person might get over stuff quick, like me. You know what I'm saying? Some people, things linger. You know what I mean? But me, I'd be mad 1 minute, and the next minute, I'm, you know, laughing at everything.
Man, I'm still mad about the kick six.
Nah, hey, Quinn would have been in Vegas. I ain't even watched that. What y'all talking? I ain't even watched the living. Nah, I feel you, though. That do make sense, though. That do make a lot of sense, Kev, you know. And then, you know what, though? Because who the Bulls beat that year Jordan went? They beat Portland.
Yeah, it'd be Portland.
I mean, Clyde Drexler went. You know what I mean? But you know what, though, Quinn, to that point, I think about that all the time. If it's a person that lose in the finals and then it's a, like, Olympic time, I always think about that.
I just know how I would feel if I got to, like, to the cusp of a championship but couldn't quite pull it out. Like that would be with me for like until the next season started, because I'll be ready to get back and try it again. So,
but again, yeah,
everybody different. So,
but I mean, you know, I just because I'm like, you know, I mean, we all like geeks with sports. I think about it all the time, like to the point where I thought about it, like, and it's probably they probably ain't even talk about it, but I thought about it with Nick Chubb and Baker Mayfield, like, you know what I'm saying, like the way that game ended, and then they ended up being rookies on the same team together. You know what I mean? Just, I always think about, like, dang, I wonder, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but even though that was a while, you know what I mean? That had been a while, but still, like you say, they got so much pride in what they do. You know, it hurt to lose, but man, but you know what? You know, shout out to all the participants, though, man, because that's tough. Man, that's, I always just look at everything when I'm looking at it like, golly, bro, like, you over there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's tough. And the women 3-on-3 basketball, they won. Shout out to them. Guys couldn't get it done, get over there.
Y'all couldn't even get over there.
Man, yeah, that's what's up. But, so, man, with football coming up, you know, got some news with college football. Texas and Oklahoma, basically, I can't see a situation where they don't end up being in the SEC, but putting in
I can see a couple.
Can you?
Yeah, I can see a couple, because like the word around down here is that Texas A&M ain't happy, and
not at all.
They about to put up a fight of all fights to keep Oklahoma and Texas out. So it's gonna be a fight over the next couple of years, because they can't get out of that Big 12 contract. That don't end until after the 2025 season. So the earliest they can get here is 2026 anyway. Or else they have to pay their revenue back to the Big 12. Then the first couple of years of revenue to the SEC, they have to pay back to the Big 12. So they can't leave early. So I don't think this is a done deal by any stretch.
So let me tell you why I don't think it. I don't see a scenario where it doesn't happen. It's because I think I heard the penalty is like $80 million, bro. It's Texas, right? Like they'll pay that. You know what I'm saying? And also, yeah, I hear Texas A&M. They'll put up a fight. But they need 11 out of 14, I think.
Yeah.
Who else do you really see not strengthening that conference?
I mean, see, that's the thing.
Go ahead, my bad.
You never know how other school presidents are thinking, because that's who's doing the voting. It's not the AD. It's not the coaches. It's the presidents that are doing the voting. So, I mean, I just don't know. I don't think it's a done deal. I'm with you. It'll probably get done, but I just think it's going to be a whole bunch of mess between now and when it actually happens.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of backdooring. It's going to be a lot of nonsense to come out about this violation, Texas, and this violation. You already know it's about to be a whole bunch of, you know, shady stuff going on. But the reason why I say that is just because, dog, like, playoff implications, they probably going to expand to 12, which I don't really agree with, but whatever. They're probably going to do that. So now you talk about Oklahoma, who always there anyway, right? So now you think about it from this aspect. The SEC are already knocking on the door to get two in every year. They just had a natty with Bama and Georgia in the natty, right? So now you mess around, they can put 3, 4, 5, 6 teams in that.
Half that playoff field could be SEC team. Absolutely. Half.
Well, the reason, but I'm saying, you saying with Texas, Oklahoma, or without?
With Texas, Oklahoma.
Yeah, because I could definitely see, you know, Bama, Florida, Georgia, LSU, whatever. they get stuff straightened out, you know what I mean? But, you know,
man off the field.
Texas and them, you know what I mean? And then you add a Texas and an Oklahoma, you know. So, I mean, I just don't really see a scenario where it don't, because, I just don't. Because if they don't let them in, the ACC will.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what I think even strengthen your point is that 12-team playoff, because if they invite them in, man, it's going to be virtually impossible to go undefeated in the SEC. Mm-hmm. It already is now. But you got a 12-team playoff. You could take two losses and then still make the playoff.
Especially if you got 7 teams in the top 10.
Exactly. And you got 8 ranked opponents on your schedule every year.
True indeed.
Yeah, I don't think we got enough information on this stuff. It's something else to it. It's a lot more to it than what we know right now.
What you mean?
Because what's the point? Like, I mean, they already – I don't know if it can be – well, I guess everything is always based off money. But, I mean, they got the Big 12 network, and they make hundreds of millions of dollars off that. I think they got like a $375 million contract or something like that with that.
They do, Kevin, but I was listening to one of the one of the Longhorn guys out here today, and he was saying that ESPN, this could be a, because ESPN is in the middle of these conversations too, and they're saying that ESPN is losing so much money on the Longhorn Network, this will be a way of them to get rid of it.
See? Okay. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Like, that kind of stuff makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I didn't know that, but that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be some money behind it, some big wigs behind it, doing something, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, always like, about that. Specialized.
Yeah, it. This ain't just a football move. This got something to do with some money.
Absolutely. And then, so you think about too. Now, CBS losing the SEC contract.
Yep.
So all those games gonna be played on ESPN too. You see what I'm saying?
No. You're right. But at the end of the day, I think it hurt Texas and OU anyway.
Oh yeah,
more than anybody because
they won't be the two dominant figures in the conference.
That's what I'm saying. When they come, let's be real. When they come to the SEC, they're gonna be on par with Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be on par with Auburn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Missouri. Some years like
they're not gonna have the same, you're right, Kim. They're not gonna have the same power that they got in the 12 because Texas Oklahoma run the Big 12 now.
Because
what I'm saying, because think about it, like Bama's still gonna be Bama, even if they because I think they're gonna have to get rid of the East and the West because that's not gonna be fair to the West, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, Bama's still gonna be Bama, Georgia's still gonna be Georgia, LSU, they'll get right. They'll get right.
Right.
Yeah, for them, not Auburn's gonna have they every 5 years where they got that really good team, and then they go back to being trash. Florida gonna be Florida. You know what I'm saying? So
and Kevin, look, to your point, what with Auburn, it's always that one, right? So you got that. Mm-hmm. Sam Pittman, a damn good coach. He gonna have him a season at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And he gonna have him one. Cause I'm gonna tell you, if nothing, they gonna run the ball. Cause he, you see what I'm saying? They're gonna have that one season where they just dominate you, Missouri.
Get Lane Kiffin over there too.
Absolutely. Missouri. You know, Shane Beamer done got high down there in South Carolina. So this the thing with the SEC. It's like the family, right? Like, I can beat my little brother up, but I bet you can't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, once you get inside of that, and you get into that game where you playing Arkansas, where that used to be Iowa State. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Arkansas gonna play defense
right
every week.
Right.
Oh, it's just so, Arkansas. But now, dog, this for real, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah.
That's what I'm saying about that's gonna hurt them, because I don't think they're gonna be no playoff team. Like, when it really comes down to it, unless, like you said, they expand it to 12 teams or something like that. That's the only way. Because you're not finna come in there and beat up all these SEC teams like you've been doing in the Big 12. You already losing a game or two out there anyway.
And then look, I ain't even mentioned Kentucky.
That's what I'm saying.
Stoops got them boys playing. Listen, look. The past two seasons, it's been super tough for him, but he still found a way. They couldn't even throw the ball when homeboy had to go play quarterback, Lynn Bowden. And you knew he was gonna run the ball. You know what I'm saying? And they're gonna play defense. And so, you know, you got that. You know, it's question mark with Tennessee, but nothing, if nothing else, it's just that conference they're gonna ball. Mississippi State. Like you said, Ole Miss. You know, the only one is Vandy, you know, right. And that's they can't get, you know, about the canvas, but still, you know, you got all those other schools. So, you know, from that aspect, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I can see them, they can still have a season where they, you know, they get 9, maybe 10 wins. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying
when it comes down to the big dog, you're not gonna consider. Ain't nobody gonna consistently beat Alabama. If you're over there in that conference with them, you in trouble.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, I feel the same way about Georgia, LSU, and Florida.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel that way. Like, the only, like, LSU gonna always play well against Bama. They might not beat them all the time, but they're going to always play good. You know, Florida and Georgia are going to always do their thing to each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're saying, with those four schools, man, it's tough. It's like, remember when I was telling you how Calvin broke it down to me one time about Lane Kiffin when he left Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, Calvin, man, you know, da-da-da-da-da. He said, Mike. He said, dog. And, you know, at that time, that's when UCLA was down. You know what I'm saying? He said, bro, look your witty up against the Tennessee. You got to play Bama every year. They on the schedule every year. So you got to play them. You got to play Georgia, and you got to play Florida. That's three games every single year. You got to play them. We ain't even got to your cross conference in the West, right? Because Bama on there every year. But you got to play year one, right? So you know how Georgia play Auburn every year, but you got to play that other one, right?
Right.
Okay. So, but them three for sure happening. Bama, Georgia, Florida, you got to play them. Okay. Then he said, Mike, he recruiting up against Georgia on the border of Tennessee, Kentucky on the border of Tennessee, Bama on the border of Tennessee. He recruiting up against all of that, right? Every year. So he said, all right, cool. Go to the Pac-12. UCLA was down. Oregon was, you know, they was doing their thing at the time. So that's the only school you really got to compete against. Bro, you in LA.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The conference not as strong. You ain't up against as much as recruiting wise. You can recruit LA and probably be fine. You know what I mean? So yeah. I was like, dang, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't thinking about it. He was like, bro. He's like, yeah, it was messed up high, whatever, whatever. But he was like, look at that. And I'm like, for real. So yeah, what you saying makes sense. You know what I'm saying? As far as hurting Texas, but Oklahoma, see, hurting themselves.
Even that though, how much does that really matter? Too, because they got so much tradition. The fans gonna be there regardless whether they win or lose. So at the end of the day, That don't matter either. They ain't gonna lose no money. They only gonna gain by you're gonna lose game, and that's mm-hmm. important to some people. But at the end of the day, looking at the big picture, they ain't really losing that.
So what I see happening is they gonna come in there and you know, like you say, they're gonna probably be on par with the Texas A&M and Missouri and stuff like that. And it's gonna be a coaching carousel.
Yeah.
Cause it seems like Texas is already doing that anyway. But I think they setting themselves up for that.
The thing about it though is you are dealing with programs with this rich in tradition and got a lot of money. So they gonna eventually get right. Cause they're gonna hire the right coaches, they're gonna hire the right people eventually. You know what I mean? Like even Texas, like Texas has been down, but they gonna get right. And I like to hire anyway with Sark, because I kind of wish he would have stayed at Bama, you know what I'm saying? But
kind of.
I'm saying, what you mean, kind of?
I'm saying I get it, because you know what I'm saying, that's a good opportunity for him, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, but I feel you. He was at my school, I prayed.
Yeah, that dude does, man.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was ready for that job, but I mean, he couldn't turn it down. I think he gonna take his lumps the first couple years. They are gonna have to be patient with him because he gonna score some points, but defense ain't his strong suit. And I don't like the hires he done made on his coach.
They don't play no defense out of nowhere. They don't play no defense in the SEC no more.
But this the thing though, all coaches gonna take their lump. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. What, Saban won 8? Kirby won 8?
7 the first year.
Yeah, I think Kirby won 7 or 8 that first year. So, you know what I'm saying? That's to be expected.
Yeah, and you got athletes out there. Like, they out there. You know what I'm saying? Texas is one of the top recruiting states in the country.
Absolutely. Hey, look, Quinn, all he got to do is compete in the Red River Rivalry.
Yep, you right. You're right.
You can't get blown out, even if you don't win it. Just compete.
You right.
And you mess around and win it. Oh, yeah, you good.
The main thing he got to do is keep them boys from getting up out of there, though. He got to keep some of them Jalen Waddles and them Jalen Hurtses and them guys like that. They got to stay there.
That's going to be hard, man. He already lost a couple already. So.
That's true.
See, but the reason it's tough, too, is because – you got Texas A&M right there, who is in the SEC.
Exactly.
Houston, you know what I'm saying? They come over there and dabble a little bit. Then Oklahoma get a lot of them Texas kids.
Yep. They get a lot of them. Yeah, they do.
As well as Texas Tech and Oklahoma State.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. You got to keep them boys down. You got them guys with that it factor, you got to find a way to keep them boys down.
You got to because
even look at what Alabama do. They keep them Bama boys down. Every now and then want to get away. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like Georgia get one, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Pickens.
Yeah. Ross.
You know what I'm saying? Justin Ross.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Every now and then want to get away. But you know, for the most part, them Julio Joneses and them Drake Kirkpatricks and them five stars standing by
the guys, know? Yeah. Nah, and that's what's important. That's because if you even look at since Kirby Smart been in Georgia, you know, they did get Justin Fields, it didn't work out, but they got Justin, you know what I'm saying? They got even Jake Fromm, you know what I'm saying? Because Jake was committed to Bama first, so you got Jake Fromm, you know, you got him, and so. When you able to keep those guys in state, especially in a state where you have that much talent.
Right.
Yeah. You know, because Mississippi the same way, and Louisiana, and, you know, South Carolina, you know, all of them. Florida, all of them.
And for everyone that you keep in state, that's one that you keep away from. Bama, Georgia,
LSU. Like, yeah. And especially with Georgia, Mike, like you just said, because Bama get a lot of them boys, too.
Right.
Well, because if they could keep a lot of them boys in the state, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they still good, but you feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. No, I mean, even if you look
about, like, Deshaun Watson,
Deshaun Watson, Sunshine.
What's the dude that just went to the Jaguars?
Sunshine. Trevor Lawrence. Oh, it's been something that got away. Ronnie Brown, you know. At one point, I remember Auburn had like 23 Georgia. Yeah, it was 23 guys.
I remember part of that is Auburn basically is Georgia.
It's right there, bro.
I think they should probably just go ahead and redraw the state line.
that's one of them things where that ain't, you know what I'm saying? At least I'm always on the other side of the state. Like, Auburn's like right there.
Yeah, it's right there. Because Derrick Brown went down there, Tank Bigsby. So, you know. But yeah, that's gonna be a point for them. But I mean, like I say, I can't really see Greg Sankey dissing it. I know Texas A&M about to put all their TMZ people out, and they are about to try to sink every ship they can for Texas and Oklahoma.
They about to try to get Texas and Oklahoma to death on it before
Texas A&M got that money too.
Yes, sir.
Texas A&M got just as much money as Texas does.
Yeah. Bro, you see what they paid Jimbo?
That's what I'm saying.
Like it wasn't nothing.
Like it wasn't nothing, bro. Like, bro, what? Come on. That's all you want? Damn. You know what I'm saying?
And they probably got the top facilities in the league right now. I seen them. And they probably got the top facilities in the league right now easily.
Yeah, man. So, you know. It's gonna be interesting, though. It's gonna be interesting, yeah. So
you know what's gonna be more interesting is leading up to it. Not even the announcement of when it's happening, but just leading up to all the mess that's gonna happen over the next couple years.
Yeah, because I want to know the real reason. Is it what Quinn told us earlier? You know what I'm saying, about them getting out of that deal and them losing money on that Big 12 network or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's got to be it. Because it don't make sense. Like it don't. No other reason.
Especially for them, because they're losing a big competitive edge that they have now, because basically it's Texas and Oklahoma, then it's everybody else in the Big 12 that they allow in the Big 12.
Absolutely.
They ain't going to have nowhere near that power.
Yeah, and everybody else eating off them, too.
Exactly. But check this out. What about, and we only talking football, basketball, baseball.
Yep.
Like, see, you got to understand, people don't realize how strong the SEC is in baseball, in track, and Texas always good in track.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting, you know what I'm saying? And like Kevin say, because now I've been hearing too, like, they say, like, the Big 12 just going to fold, and the American Conference going to swoop in and get a lot of those schools, and man, I don't know. It's gonna be wild though, cause like you said, Quinn, like it's gonna be some mudslinging, bro. They about to be ugly with it.
These folks out here going at each other already, like it's the rivalry. They ain't playing in what, 11? Man,
yeah, it's about to be ugly, bro.
Texas do not want Texas in the SEC. They don't want no part of it. And it doesn't make sense because they're clearly the better program right now just because of where they are, the conference they're in. Just because when the last time Texas went to a New Year's Six bowl game? When they went to the national championship game in 2010?
No, they beat Georgia.
With Sam Ellinger a couple years ago. You're right.
They went to the
Sugar Bowl.
Sugar Bowl, yeah. Yep.
I don't know how much Oklahoma State will have to say about it, but now you don't have Bedlam no more.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure they thought them two schools were
tied together.
Yeah. And not for nothing, you know what I mean? I ain't going to lie. I watched like you say, I watch Bedlam every year. I watch the Red River Rivalry. And it's always a good game. Like, you might just catch a K-State and Texas Tech. It might be a million points, but, man, it's going to be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Or Oklahoma and, you know, Iowa State or whatever it is. Yep. And you just find yourself like, God, bro, you know what I'm saying? And so, man, it's a lot of tradition. Even though, I'm SEC, but – I mean, I love sports, so yeah, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're a sports fan, so I mean.
You're going to sit down and you think about, bro, think about some of those games you saw with Texas and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And what was the big, who was playing when Michael Crabtree and them was at Texas Tech and he caught that game? Well, I can't remember, but you know what I mean? It's been some big time games there, man, that. Oh man, that. But hey, we'll see.
Yo, it's gonna be interesting. Yeah, like you said, Kevin, man, the stuff that's gonna come out, that's gonna be the most interesting part.
It's gonna be some bombs dropped, bro. We're gonna be like, oh, okay, that's what happened. All right.
Because like that don't make no sense to run to that foul over there in the SEC. That just,
bro. You see what I'm saying? Like that would be like, and that would be like Clemson leaving.
Exactly. Yeah, if you think about it, Texas, Oklahoma are more big. 12 a bit Pac 12 teams in all SEC anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like if I'm a college team, I want to stay as far away from Bama and LSU and Georgia and all of them as far as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Till I have to play them.
Right. I only want to meet them until I get to the playoff. That way it's just that one game, you know what I'm saying, that I might be having my best day and they having their worst day or you know whatever. I ain't saying it's gotta be that, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I feel you.
I want to stay away from them for as long as possible.
It's no different than like NBA teams trying to avoid a good team in the playoffs. Like, bro,
right?
You know what I mean? So, yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? No, I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with you though. I'm with you, Kevin. It's something, and it's gonna be ugly. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But. We'll see, man. We'll see. So, hey, quick question. With all of the NIL stuff, do y'all think Reggie Bush should get his Heisman back?
I mean,
like, do you think that should be grandfathered or whatever?
I hate them kind of situations, bro. Like for one,
yeah,
you gonna take something away from me, but you really can't take it away from me because the memories are still there.
That's right. That's how I feel.
Like we know what Reggie Bush did. You can't hide that.
We saw that.
We still see highlights of that almost daily.
We synced it that.
You technically you can't take that away from him. You can take the trophy. Yeah, but what mm-hmm. I mean, that don't mean, you know what I'm saying, as much as those actual memories. And that's actually seeing what he did. And I guess, you know what I'm saying, that's up to him whether he want it back or not. I don't.
Right. No, and that's why I'm speaking more of like, you know what I'm saying? Do you think like cause a personal standpoint, I'm sure it probably, you know what I mean? Means something. Them guys got a lot of memorabilia and stuff like that. Because I'm with you, Kevin. That's how I feel. Like when they say about Michigan in the Fab Five, bro, that happened.
Right.
Like I don't know who the hell they. Oh, we just gonna take it down and vacate. Okay. But I tell you what, I saw them and they was right. Open and they was right. The truth. So you know what I'm saying? I feel you on that, man. I just feel like it was. The situation was terrible anyway, why they did what they did. And then now when you do this, it does open the door, but they was like, no, he can't get it back. But when I read that they said he can't get it back, immediately I thought about what you just said, Kevin, like, okay. And he's still the Heisman to me.
Heisman trophy winner.
Oh my gosh. You know, and it's funny that we talking about that because earlier today I was talking to Marcel some kind of about with Reggie Bush. Oh, we was watching some football highlights yesterday. But it was funny because maybe like a year or two ago, and I think I was watching Reggie was like, you know how he do the analyst work. So I was like, man, something came and he was like, oh, he was that good? And I was like, huh? But, you know, I be forgetting how young, you know what I'm saying, that sometimes the kids are. So I was like, man, I put it on YouTube. I went straight to that Fresno game. Bro, he was sitting there like, okay. I was like, dog, this dude was electrifying in college football, man.
Dude, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know you.
Bro, nah, you had to watch this dude.
I didn't like him. I flipped. Like, he was so good and so electrifying. That I just had to see it. Bro. I was like, get it. I'm a fan. Because like, I really didn't like them. Like, I remember watching them play. I was playing Notre Dame one Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I remember texting Mike. I was like, oh, it's over. It's over. You know what I'm saying?
And then
that was that game where Reggie, he was going into the end zone and jumped over, hurled over the linebacker, somebody and scored. You know what I'm saying? And then Dwayne Jarrett made that game winning a play on fourth down, I think. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man, I can't even deny it, bro. I'm just, I'm a fan of the whole squad, Reggie Bush, Dwayne Jarrett, Matt, like Dale White, let's get it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They was good, man. And like Quinn said, man, like, you had to watch him, bro. He was must-see TV, dog.
Yeah, that's...
You up at 1 o'clock in the morning watching them because they're way out there on the West Coast.
Right? He was, like, probably a top five college player.
Easy.
That I've ever seen.
Easy. Easy, bro. I'm talking.
He right up there with Barry Sanders,
huh?
Bro,
I said he right up there with Barry Sanders as far as college.
Yeah,
goes.
Man. Yeah. And the crazy part about it is he split time
with Lindell like, White.
Lindell White. Like he didn't even get the carries he was supposed to get.
Bro, he is just like I say. You know, he was like you said, though, Kevin. Like that don't like you ain't black. Was it me and a black eye memory from Reggie?
Yeah, man. Like, I was on with that taking the highs and stuff. Like, bro, whatever.
Straight up. Yeah, man.
Like, stuff like that, just leave it alone. It happened. Okay, I didn't get it. It happened. Okay, whatever. We lost. You know what I'm saying? That's our loss. We didn't catch it. It's over with. Let's let it go.
Because it ain't like, nah, you know, if he did somebody some harm, I get all that. But, bro, relax.
That's what I'm saying. What did you investigate that for anyway?
Relax.
Did anybody get hurt?
Exactly. and the crazy part about it, man. Y'all let jokers go that do way worse stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, come on now. Come on, man. Please, just, man.
That whole investigation was a waste of resources.
For what? It really was.
What did you get out of it?
Resources, time, everything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you took his husband back. That's it. That's what you got out of it.
That's
like,
what you, man, did.
Come on, man. This man going on to the NFL.
Exactly.
Ain't even think about that. You know what I'm saying?
And guess what? That season still happened.
It happened,
it still
dog.
Happened. We saw it.
We saw it.
With amazement, we watched it.
Bruh.
Exactly. To the point where... Well, we showing our kids and people like that. Look how good this dude was. Mike ain't telling Marcel, oh yeah, they took the Heisman from him. No, what he telling him?
Exactly.
Look at how good this dude was. Look at how electrifying he was. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Had Mike, my oldest son, running through the house to my Reggie, spin moves out in the house, diving on the couch, bro. Man, he was amazing. He was amazing. You know what I mean? Like you say. Nah, I just, you know what I mean? I just saw that and thought about that with all the NIL stuff going on.
I'm gonna pull up my highlights right now.
Yo, he was incredible, man.
I'm about to pull up the Fresno State game.
Man, that Fresno game is the one. When he stopped on the sideline, bro, he literally stopped.
And there was that coach in the background with that helicopter on.
Like, dog, and ran all the way across the field. Man, that dude was incredible. Then the one where he jumped from like the 5 or something like that. I think he was playing UCLA. He was going crazy in that UCLA game too. He was incredible, dog.
That's the thing with him though. You never know. You never knew when it was gonna happen. You just never knew.
Nah.
Never knew. And then when you open your eyes, he's 40 yards down the field doing spin moves.
he was incredible, man. Just he was something to see. But with the whole NIL thing, transfer portal thing. Like, with the NIL thing for me, I saw Kirby Smart was talking about it, and then he had a good perspective on it. He was like, you know, I think they, you know, should get whatever. But he was like, I just want them to not get in a situation where they basically where they getting played. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I never thought about that until I started hearing people, and he said that, and I was like, man, that's a good point. Cause bro, you 18, 19, 20, whatever, and people can sell you a dream. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you start talking about money. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, there need to be something put in place where these guys can get educated on what they're doing. You know what I mean? Other than that,
they need some good financial advisors is what they need.
Well, not only that, it's just everything from the contractual standpoint and all. You know what I mean? Make sure you're not signing nothing crazy.
Do you think any agents?
Not necessarily agents, but more so just, like you said, some type of advisor, some type of somebody that can yeah. help them and be alongside of them. You know what I mean?
But if you allow them to hire any professional, I mean, the agents is going to double as that. You know what I mean? So,
right.
They're going to find a way. Like, if you say, I can't have an agent, but I can have an accountant, okay. Drew Rosenhaus and be like, oh yeah, I'm an accountant. I own an accounting firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, you know, like it's I said,
I don't know, man. That whole situation, like, I don't even really like.
Don't sound like you agree with it 100%, Kevin. Am I right?
Huh?
Don't sound like you agree with it 100%. Am I right?
I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it is what it is. I'd rather see them young boys get money and get opportunity to do something over everything else. So from a sports standpoint, nah, I don't think it's really good. But from a personal standpoint, I love it. You know what I'm saying?
What's like, your negative from a sports standpoint?
It's almost like it's going to turn into like a – that's what they're using to recruit type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, I can see that happen too.
Oh, for sure. That's definitely gonna be a tool, but I'm gonna tell you so. At the end of the day, man, I'm tell you like this: Bama still Alabama, long as Nick Saban now. You know what I'm saying? Those programs gonna be those programs, and so I just feel like now, yeah, it's gonna be some instances where that's gonna probably be like the advantage point. My bad. It's gonna probably be the advantage point. But man, in a lot of them instances, man, I feel like cats. Man, look, almost every time. Let's just say you see a kid, and he say, let's say, oh, this kid committed to. Florida. What do immediately after that you see? James Johnson chose Florida over Bama, Georgia, LSU, and others. Or to say he chose Florida over Bama, Clemson, LSU, and others. You know what I'm saying? It's the same anyway.
Yep, you're right.
You know what I mean?
I can see what Kevin's saying though, because think about it like this: when Nick Saban goes into a house to recruit, he's taking the program, he's taking the school, the campus. But now he can also take Nick Saban Mercedes Benz in with him too, if he wants to,
Quinn, and recruit
that way too.
Quinn, if he drives a Toyota Corolla, they going, bro. He ain't got to do much. I'm telling y'all. Now, in some situations, yeah, that's going to matter. But, man, Nick walk up in the crib. I'm telling you, Nick could pull up on a hoverboard. You understand what I'm saying? Bruh, I'm just saying.
I don't know. It's different, man. We're going to have to just – and I'm one of the last people to to actually get on board with it, I guess. It's just the world is different. Sports are changing just like the world, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like how it used to be. We're just gonna have to get over that. It's about to be something totally different, man. Like this college sports is about to be semi pro sports, basically.
Yeah.
And I really think in basketball, college basketball is about to go back to when these dudes was going straight out of NBA, straight out of high school to the NBA.
You know what I'm saying? Like college,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? They just gonna go to the D League or whatever. You know, college basketball still survive, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You won't see the elite of the elite.
You won't, and which I really don't care about that as much. But this is the thing. You right about that because they had an overtime league for those high schoolers. And, man, if I was 16 in elite, yeah.
Yeah, you're going crazy nuts.
You're going to give me six figures. Some of these, you know, yeah. And so, but, I mean, I think it's, like you said, you know, stuff changing. Now, you got to live with what come with it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Now you know what I'm saying? You make your bed, you got to lay in it, too. So, you know, a lot going to come with it. You know what I mean? Now, ain't nothing just 100% perfect and great and grand. So, hey, they got to live what come with it. I'm about them getting, you know, compensated. But you do have to live with come with that. So, you know, we'll see what comes.
It's definitely going to be some horror stories coming out of this.
Because it's one thing for, like, professionals to be able to handle this. And I'm pretty sure they struggle with it at times. But just imagine next year when Bryce Young struggles. What if he don't turn out to be what everybody expect him to turn out to be?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Kevin, hold on.
This contract.
You know what, bro? I ain't even think about it like that, dog. I didn't. That's heavy.
I just don't think it's as like cut and dry as like everybody. The thing is, we want to see people succeed, so of course, like, we on board with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let them young boys get their money. You know what I'm saying?
But
at the same time, I don't know if that's the best route, man. I just don't know.
I feel like it's
going to cause so many different problems.
I feel that. You know what I'm saying? I feel that. Because like I say, nah, ain't nothing perfect. I'm a huge advocate of it. I'm getting compensated. But I do feel like now you gotta do your due diligence and make it as good as you can. You know what I mean? I do feel that, though, Kevin, because I ain't think about from that kid aspect, man. You know, what if he have a game, he throw three or four picks, and you've given this kid, so, you know, people cruel, and now you got social media, and like, they was talking crazy to that guy from Ohio State when he missed that shot or whatever. Like, what? Y'all talking crazy to this man. This man played D1 basketball. You probably can't even play in the rec league. Shut up. But now when you start talking about money involved, like you say, Kevin, you're right. You have adults already talking crazy when a kid pick a different school or a kid don't play well at the school. You have adults talking about those kids.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, think about, like, Mike, you come from – you probably looking at it from a different perspective than, you know, like me and Quinn anyway, because you come from, like, a different structure than we come from, you know what I'm saying? And then, like even now, like, your son, you know, he played ball and all that kind of stuff, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're able to guide him. But think about the dudes that he played with that don't have that guidance.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Think about some players on that team that don't have that type of guidance that your son have. Give
$1 million
when they 18, 19 years old, and think about all the issues that it could cause. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they just don't want to play no more?
And that's not even at school, Kevin. That's back at home, the issues it's going to cause.
That's what I'm saying. What if he decides, I don't want to play no more, or what if he just start acting, you know, acting out, or whatever it may be, whatever college kids do. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you got that money attached to him. Now you got that responsibility attached to him. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm glad to see him get money, but at the same time, is it really the best option?
But listen, Ethan, even with a kid with guidance, it's gonna be some stuff that, you know what I mean? Because a 19-year-old is gonna 19-year-old. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So, you know, but no, that's a great point. That's a great point. You know what I mean? But like I'm saying, to piggyback on it, even the ones that have the guidance still gonna do some stuff. So, you know, I just hope, like I said, that they can, you know, because it's gonna be some casualties. I see that coming.
Them gonna be the sad stories too, because the casualties usually come from the kids that can't afford to have casualties.
Yeah,
right.
You're right.
Yeah, it's gonna be some dudes that is gonna hurt more than it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is, and that's.
Well, I don't know, because I was about to say, like, you know, professional sports, they have, like, systems set up to help these dudes succeed more. You know what I'm saying? But if you at a college where they give you that kind of money, they're gonna have the same type of programs too. So,
but it still go to your point, right? The willingness, the guidance, the mindset, right? It's just like certain players within the game. Some of those guys had a mindset, I'm gonna make it. Right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Some of them had a mindset they're gonna make it. You know, when you see the stories of some of them, you know, yeah, he get up and do this and, you know, this, or, you know, like with that situation that happened with Lolo Jones when she was having issues when she was jumping hurdles and stuff. Some people's mindset is just that of, I don't care what's in front, right? I'm gonna make this happen. So it's the same thing, Kevin, like you said. So even some of those NBA guys, when you have people in places and they still don't have a mindset, right? And that's what I'd say, it separate a lot of people, right? It separate, you would be I told somebody this the other day, you would be a fool if you came into the NBA after 2010 and did not pick LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Jamal Mashburn, all these people's brains about business. Forget the basketball part. If you came into the NBA after 2010, and I'm saying that because it wasn't as publicized as much as about what information you could get now about Jamal Mashburn, knowing he a successful businessman. And, you know, you probably saw Magic Johnson, but like, and there's many others, right? But if you don't go to those guys.
You can add Jordan to that too.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. If you don't go to those people and pick their brains, you crazy. And you don't have to be Mr. All-Star Elite to do that. I ain't talking about making shots. I ain't talking about playing defense, bro. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? If you don't do that, you're crazy.
It just don't, like, with all the information we got out today, it don't make any sense for any person that signs an NBA contract to go broke these days, because there's so many ways you could take that money and flip it, man, to make that money grow even after you playing. So
Right. That's like, what I'm saying. Like, if you don't go to those, and even KD, like, he got a lot of business ventures, and it's crazy when you start looking at these guys, Steph Curry, and you're like, man, but it makes sense.
They got so much going on behind the scenes that they don't even talk about most of the time.
Nah, but it makes sense, though, and that's why I say, if you don't go to these guys and say, look, man, how can I generate some passive income starting right now?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
While I still got this big check, because this big check ain't gonna be here always. Right. I need something that's coming in while I'm asleep at night, while I ain't even thinking about it.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm with you though, Kevin. I ain't think about it from that aspect. And like you said, we all want to see them successful. People be successful and people win. And so we're going to wish for the best, like you said, but we know we're not naive. It's going to be some stuff. It's going to be some stuff.
It's two sides to it, though, because you don't want to You don't want to not give somebody opportunity based mm-hmm. off what they might do. Mm-hmm. You don't know, and they might do a lot of good with it.
Mm-hmm. You know mm-hmm. Yeah. It could be a lot of good stuff come out of it, which we, you know, I hope it will. It's just, you know, it's all, like you said, it's always two sides, good and the bad, and it's going, you know, everything going to be all right, hopefully. It's you know what I'm saying? It's here now. Like you said, it's here now, you know. Yeah, man. Man. So I know the draft coming up tomorrow, man. We discussed that a couple times. I've seen so many mock drafts and so many scenarios that made sense to me. Some of them I didn't really agree with. Some of them that I was like, wow, that's interesting, man. I've seen so many. I'm like, who knows? Whatever. And man. I saw Detroit trying to throw that smoke screen, too. Like they weren't gonna draft my mans. Get out of here. They weren't dead locked on Cade Cunningham. Well, y'all some damn fools.
You think it's a smoke screen? Because Detroit have done some stupid stuff in the past, so
Quinn. You got an opportunity to draft a 6'8", 6'9" point guard who can play defense, who unselfish, but can go get it.
I'm just saying, it's Detroit still. We're not talking about The Lakers, nobody.
I'm talking about Detroit. That's what I'm saying. You got to think about teams that got that kind of reputation is on that kind of level have taken Anthony Bennett first overall. You know what I'm saying?
And they had Kevin Boyle on the roster for a while, too.
Right.
Listen.
Feel where you going on that, Quinn.
You're right, but, you know, I mean, hey. We never know, man. We never know. But I will hope that they not that stupid. Cause that boy a beast. That boy is a beast, man. But we'll see. You know,
was he the consistent number one across all the mock drafts you saw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean he gotta be.
When you see Moody falling on the mock, cause I was watching one last night on the NBA channel. They had him at NBA 5. TV.
Yeah, I saw. Well, we saw the same because that the one that we had Sharif going 17 to New Orleans.
Yeah, that same one.
Yeah.
I think the bigger question is 2 and 3. I think one is pretty much sold up. I think it's Jalen Green or Evan Mobley.
2 or 3?
Yeah.
I can see. Yeah, you're right. I can see it.
I think you like Jalen Green.
Yeah, I think so too.
I love Jalen Green.
And then you know, cause like Mike messed with me the other day about somebody I love, Kevin Porter Jr.
That's a
Thunder back there, bro.
Yeah, absolutely is. Too aggressive.
Them two guys in the backcourt that can go get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I would if I was Houston, that's definitely the way I would go. Cause I feel like Jalen Green is the best scorer in the draft. Like I think he's more of a sure thing than anybody because he actually played on a pro level last year. And you saw what he could do.
Who, Green?
Yeah.
No, I love Jalen Green. So I'm with you. I've been sold. I was sold when he was still in high school. Them cats, man, I love him, Kerry Cunningham, Josh Christopher, Sharif, Mobley. Man, listen. Yeah. Man, it ain't nothing to dispute that with me, Kevin. I'm with you. Like you said, that'll be a, man, they aggressive, too.
I'm talking about two dudes that can get you 40 on a given night.
Like, yeah.
That would be a big backcourt too. Like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like what's Jalen Green? Probably close to 6'5" now?
I think 6'5". Yeah.
2'6" guards. Like
but then like you say, he got some experience playing against pros.
Mm-hmm. Like he's been playing against grown men. Like, you know, yeah. I like K too. You know what I'm saying? And he's the safe pick, at number one. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think Green has more potential. From because you know I love scores.
Like I was gonna
more,
say
more potential as a scorer.
I definitely agree with that. Cause Kay score, but he a pure point though, man. He I've seen him, you know, he like getting it, you know, getting them involved. So yeah, it's gonna be, man. Listen, this is a loaded draft though.
So what is Scottie Barnes for?
The draft, the one that me and Q was talking about, they had him like 4 or 5. They said his stock has been rising at the combine.
I saw that.
Listen, that's the kind of player I thought I was. So you know I love him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was a little taller, yeah, nah, I love Scottie Barnes. I love his versatility, his motor, his attitude. I like when he was in high school, I was a big fan of him too.
So you think he's gonna be a better pro than he was a college player, right?
You know, he was only there that 1 year. He was a freshman. I just see him bringing a lot of value to your team as far as being able to do a lot with him. You know what I mean? Like, he positionless, so I think his value is high. I don't ever think he'll be just this great elite scorer, but I just think he's solid. You know, he won't be one of them guys that's just solid that bring a lot of value to your team. You know what I mean? And right. if he get a consistent jump shot, that's all.
Right.
I love him though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this draft loaded though.
I think it's going to be interesting tomorrow. I'm excited to see it. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never watched the NBA draft from start to finish. I'm going to pay attention to this one from start to finish.
You know, what I'm interested to see is what kind of trades going to come out of this.
You think it's going to be a lot?
I do.
I don't know if it's going to be a lot, but I think it's going to be some interesting trades.
Some big ones are
I don't know about big. It depends on your definition of big, but
right.
I can see some that like don't make.
When I say big, I mean like a move from one of the contenders, like a Golden State or a Lakers or somebody like that.
Maybe a Golden State. I wouldn't say no Lakers. Right. Maybe a Golden State, Philly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I love Colin Sexton, so I'm watching that. See what happened with him. But,
you know what, Kevin? You're right, because it's been real quiet about him lately, so I wouldn't be shocked if something happened with him.
It ain't been quiet. You just got to search for that info.
Yeah,
it ain't been quiet at all.
Yeah, he basically out of there. And the reason why I won't say big from a contender, Quinn, because free agents are coming up. I know that a lot of those big dogs waiting on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think DeMar DeRozan a free agent. Kyle Lowry a free agent, so you got a lot of guys that can help those contenders.
Right, right.
That's gonna be free agents, and so and you know it's some foreign guys that I don't know a lot about. So,
but see, in terms of international players, COVID hurt international scouting a lot.
Okay.
So I don't think. People don't have enough information on the international players right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they can't get over there and watch them as much.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But in terms of, like, contenders, the only contenders, and that's assuming that Golden State gets back to what they were, only contenders I can see making impactful moves is Golden State and Philly. Because Philly, they got to come up off of Ben Simmons. That just ain't going to work.
I mean, who is going to work with, though? I mean, because he's going to be the same player no matter where he goes.
There's people hiring him.
But Ben is 6'10 point guard. People are fascinated by it, especially bad teams. You know what I mean? Like,
So is that the Detroit move we were just talking about?
Could be.
Miami want him.
Or a Cleveland move, or a Timberwolves move. Just teams like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to end up probably in a trash market more than likely.
But Miami want him.
Maybe they feel like they can change him. You know what I'm saying? With that culture. I don't know.
I'm telling y'all, I saw that. It was Miami. Let me see. It was because I saw it. Oh, wow. I say right here, the Sixers are seeking a Harden-esque return for Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know about all that, but.
Nah, he lost a lot of value in the playoffs, bro. He not. And people know you a motivated seller right now. They know that. They know you want to get up off of him right now. Yeah. So they not going to give you what you want for. You're going to have to give him away or deal with him, one of the two.
Yeah, because I can't find it now, but I saw it was like, man, it was like 3 or 4 teams. But, I mean, he got value, like you say. It's gone down because of what happened and how it ended. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the way it ended. Like, if they would have lost and he would have balled out, I don't think they would even be trying to get rid of him. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. But it ended so bad. You know what I'm saying?
The thing about it, Mike, is which Ben Simmons are you getting? Are you getting the one that's motivated to fix his game, or are you getting the same one that's been doing nothing during the offseason the last couple of seasons? I mean, which Ben Simmons are you getting?
Quinn.
If I know you, Mike, and I know you, Kevin, if that much junk would have been talked about my game, we'd be in the gym right now, all summer.
Yeah.
I don't think Ben Simmons has that mentality.
I don't think it's the work. I think it's the mental. Cause I don't know how he worked. I don't know if he don't work. He might put in the work. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if he got the confidence, bro. I don't know if it's just a psychological deal.
Think so?
Bro, that's
I don't know. That's the thing.
It's just gotta be, it's something. It to that point, it's like I was talking about with Braylon Edwards. Like, what, bro? You was making catches over two or three dudes, and then you just started dropping button hooks. Exactly. Like, right, we know you talented. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't have nothing to do with talent.
You right? Exactly. Because
that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it just be mental.
You right, Kevin? Because this dude took 2 shots in 7 games in 4 quarter of 7 straight playoff games. Two shots in the whole series, and you're supposed to be a max contract type of guy. So you're right.
That's what I be saying. Like, people be giving Paul George a hard time. I'm like, Paul George and Giannis, I got a lot of respect for them too, because no matter the outcome, they might be shooting bad, but they're gonna be 4 for 25. They ain't gonna be out there, you know, 1 for 4.
1 for 3.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They putting up the shot. They even Giannis know he can't shoot free throw, and he's still trying to get to that line because he still got confidence that he's gonna knock him down and knock him down when it matters.
True indeed.
Same with Paul George. He'll play. Come out there and play like trash at the, you know what I'm saying, the last game of the season in the playoffs. But he's still putting up shots. They just ain't falling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean. Yeah, I just it was like I said, it ended so bad, dog. And I mean, because it's hard for me to believe somebody that talented, that size, that athleticism. Like, dog, what you tripping on? You know what I'm saying? Like, and we seen you get busy before.
He got them same issues that everybody else got, just like the dudes that, you know what I'm saying, you grew up with, dudes down the street, friends at school, everybody. Jack, he's 6'10", don't mean he ain't got no same issues.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. And I feel what you're saying. You would think somebody to put in the work that an NBA player has to put in, you would be more confident because you don't put in that work. But someone just ain't.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a Heat Raptors Wizards. Yeah, Heat Raptors wasn't so, like you said, the only market that's really worth is Miami. Other than that, Raptors Wizards kind of on the especially they about to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what? This off the topic, I was just talking about. I mean, it was off the topic, but mentioning Toronto, I forgot that they didn't play any games in Toronto.
No.
Mm-hmm.
In and the Blue Jays just going back this week.
I forgot about that, man. Not saying, you know, that it would have been, but I gotta believe it that it had to play a part. That's tough.
It would have made a little bit of difference. I don't know how big it is, but you mean you playing basically every game on the road. You ain't got no home game.
Y'all know my stance on that type of stuff. I ain't finna give that.
Not even a little bit, Kevin. Nah, come on, man.
This man here crazy. Yeah,
come on, man.
Man, go play ball, man.
Bro, they ain't never at the crib.
Kevin, that's different, man. Single home game.
All that money you got.
Not one single home game, Kevin. Come on, no.
For real, dog. That's tough, man.
Mike, what we titling the show this week? What we gonna call it this week? Come on, Kevin, man.
Kevin, you wildin', bro.
Nah, bro.
Dog.
Kevin, you don't think so?
Them dudes played 70 something games, dog.
That's what they get paid for.
I know, but when everybody else playing half and half, half at home, half on the road, we playing every game on the road.
Kevin said that's what they get paid for.
Man, you tripping.
So what if it's hard? I don't think you get well compensated for doing something hard.
This man is crazy.
Kevin, you tripping, man.
I ain't saying it ain't hard. I'm just saying I don't have no sympathy for
you. Kevin, you tripping.
Man, you tripping, Kevin.
You gonna get out there and play ball.
This man is crazy, man.
Kevin playing out there in house shoes playing.
Hey, he'll have him out there in Chuck Taylor.
Kevin, not even a little bit, Kevin. You don't give him nothing at all.
For what?
Kevin, man.
Bro, that's tough.
Yeah, it is.
Kevin, let me rephrase it like this. You don't think that was a disadvantage for them against every other team in the league?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, but
ain't no butt behind it, Kev.
It is a butt.
At all.
Go play.
Man, come on.
You're going to win that anyway.
This man crazy, man.
what were they going to win? They weren't going to win that no way. Man,
that ain't the point, Kev. That ain't the point, man.
It's...
Every other team in the league got at least, 35 home games?
Exactly.
They got zero.
I'm talking about zero, bro.
And they weren't even in their home country.
Yeah. They don't even play in the U.S.
Okay. Still said, okay.
Man. Hey, your team will fold in the first 35 games. They'd be like, oh, this ball is crazy, man.
He playing for Kevin Wade, crazy.
I ain't saying I would feel that way if it was my team. I'm saying from the outside looking in.
Come on, if we'll say the same thing like it's your team, then.
Man, please.
You know that's crazy. Come on, man. You ain't that ruthless now. Come on.
This man bugging, man. You tripping. 72 games. That's what they play. 72 games. On the road.
So every other team in the NBA, every other organization got 36
home games.
Hey, man, I'm not disagreeing with y'all. I'm just saying I don't care.
Yo, what's wrong with this dude? What is wrong with this dude, man?
I'm just saying I don't care.
Hey, y'all make some very good points. I don't care that about all that, bro.
Oh, my God.
You getting paid too much money for me to feel sympathy for you about some basketball. I ain't Mike. If it's some real life stuff, cool. But
Mike, get your boy.
Basketball, no, I ain't. No,
man, hey, this
Mike,
man,
get your boy. Get your boy, Mike. Your boy tripping right now, Mike. Get your boy.
Yo, this man.
Kevin, nope, don't matter.
We got to play on the road. It's hard, man. Please,
bro. What is wrong with you?
Oh boy,
this man crazy, man.
Kevin,
this man is
crazy. Kevin ain't give him no breaks at all.
None.
What you need an All Star break for?
Man, we look crazy feeling sorry for them folk.
Kevin, it ain't about feeling sorry for them. saying that's a major disadvantage.
I didn't disagree with that. I agree with that.
And they still human, bro. They just rich humans, but they human.
They well compensated for
you,
that.
You don't want to leave your home arena, go get in your $300,000 car, go to your $1 million home after a game. They didn't do that all season.
Right.
Hey, man, you know what? They signed that contract. They made a decision to do that.
They didn't create COVID, though. No,
exactly, bro. That's an unforeseen circumstance, dog.
Let me say, a couple years ago, I made a decision to go overseas and make me some money. I made that decision to do that. It was uncomfortable for me being over there by myself, without my family and all of that. But out here, it ain't. And I'm getting paid 1% of what they make.
Kid.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm
not the money don't ease the pain, though.
Kid, that's an unfair comparison, man. Come on, though.
How?
But the money don't, because the money don't ease the pain. Yeah. That's like we talking about going to the crib, bro. Like you can't, like you said, I just got finished with the game. I'm about to go to the crib.
Kid, let me ask you this: if you got out of work every day and you had to come to somebody's strange house in Texas instead of going to your house in Oklahoma, you wouldn't feel some type of way about that?
If you're going to pay me $15+ million, you know, I don't care about it.
Come on, Kevin, man.
This man is crazy.
Yeah, I deal with that for you. Yeah, I ain't tripping.
ain't no hope, Mike. Just give it up, Mike. Ain't no hope.
Because y'all saying money don't cure everything. Nah, it don't. But in the situation where we just talking about basketball and we were talking about some real life stuff, you know,
that's their life. And they got life outside of basketball. They got wives, they got kids, they got fam. They can't just go home to that.
Nah, they can't. Do you realize how many protocols they had to go through just to go home to Canada for a couple of days?
For real, bro.
What I'm telling y'all, I done been through that situation. And I ain't get paid harder than them what they get paid.
Lord have mercy, what's going on right
now? But you still got paid whatever you was getting paid, which was compensation though. But I'm saying, so that's like somebody that don't get paid what you get paid, and they say, oh well shit. He signed that contract.
And I can't be mad at him for that. That's just their opinion.
Kevin.
This man is crazy.
Kevin, come on.
Hey, man, y'all ain't finna have me on here feeling bad for no NBA player making all your money.
You keep saying like the money's supposed to like
make all the difference. Like they just supposed to not have feelings because of the money.
That ain't not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you said.
I'm talking about how I view it. I'm saying I'm not gonna feel sorry for him. I ain't trying. I'm really not trying to hear that. Is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that their pain don't exist or whatever they dealing with don't exist. I'm saying I don't want to hear
it. Which
you come to me with some real issues, then we can talk.
That's an issue.
That's an issue, Ken.
That ain't no issue.
So all right. So they on the road. A game they normally would have been home, and they could have done something, you know, that was like meant a lot to them being at home or whatever, whatever. They couldn't do that.
Okay.
But you saying because they got this big game check that it don't matter?
I ain't saying it don't matter. I'm saying I don't care.
Which
I'm gonna tell you what. Like the type of stuff that I care about, the type of people that I feel sympathy for. The dude across the street from me in the army just got back from being deployed, and he been over there over 6 months. He just got back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the type of people that I have sympathy for. I have hard time.
But wait. So Paul, time out. He signed. Ain't nobody make him go in the army. That's your premise.
Exactly. He signed that contract. And he got paid, right?
I've been deployed before. I got paid well.
Right.
So what you saying? It's the same premise.
Hey man, we just going round and round here.
I'm saying it's the same premise though. You saying you feel sorry for him, but them dudes, you said them cats signed a contract to play. Ain't nobody make them play. Ain't nobody make him go in the army.
Hey man, all I'm saying, you give me all that money, I happily do what they did.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. If you look at somebody like on a lower scale, pay scale than homeboy that's in the army, they might say the same thing. If you give me what you pay him to go be deployed, I'll do it without any gripes.
That's my point. I'm not saying it that.
So you saying if he was over there and deployed and he was complaining, you would be like, oh, shut the hell up. You getting paid.
Nope. That's what you're saying about?
That's what you're saying about them?
Nah, I ain't saying shut the hell up. You getting paid. I'm saying shut the hell up. I don't want to hear about it.
So that's what I'm saying. So the same rule apply, right? How? It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
How is it different?
To me, it ain't, because I don't want to hear it. Hey, man, we just need to change subject right now.
Yo, this man wilding. Yo, you are wild.
I'm not going to sit here and be feeling all sympathetic. These dudes got $100 million in the bank.
So I'm saying, what if he got $150,000 in the bank?
They ain't. What?
What?
They making too much money for that.
No. I'm talking about homeboy in the army. What if he got $150,000 in the bank?
I mean, that's his business. He come from a place where he in harm's way. That's different. Y'all playing basketball, bro. Like,
it's still, I'm just saying, but everybody's circumstances, they circumstance.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that. Y'all not understanding what I'm saying.
I'm not talking about
what I care about. You see what I'm saying? Like what I want to hear. It's certain things that I don't want to hear people complain about. And that's one of them.
So I don't want to hear about an NBA player talking about how hard something is. So you saying they don't have a legitimate gripe is what you're saying? Or are you just saying you don't want to hear
it? I'm just saying I don't want to hear it. That's what I've been telling y'all the whole time. It ain't got nothing to do with it being a legitimate gripe. I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm. He crazy, Mike.
Yeah, just...
Told y'all, man. Kevin... What is it? DGAF.
That's
kid.
No, man.
Yo. All right, man. The man hit tripping. Well, I don't have anything yet.
Nah, I'm good.
Hey, that's always gonna be my stand. What up? I have nothing to see and listen to no man got all this money complaining about having to be away from home for a few months. Man, please, you ain't going somewhere. Yeah, if it's whatever you got going on, if it's that important to you, stay at home and take care of it.
But that's his job.
That's his job, bro.
Well, you've been compensated well enough where you can stay at home and take care.
But he got to do his job.
In order to get that compensation.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to let y'all have it.
This man is wild.
I can't even believe you right now, kid. What champ? What champ at, man? Go get champ.
Don't sleep. Please leave him alone.
I bet a champ was in the United States all year and couldn't go back to Canada. You'll be with him. That's simply for him, I bet.
Yo, I can't believe this, man. Yo, you wildin', Kevin, for real, though, bro.
Okay. If y'all say so.
Wild, man. Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, I don't have nothing else.
I don't either. I'm done.
You got anything? You got anything else?
Anything else you want to talk about, Kev?
Nope.
All right. Well, there you have it. There you have it. From the Alabama sledgehammer. Laying down the law. Well, that was another episode. Relax,
Mike, I tried to tell you about.
Listen, man. Ruthless.
Nah, man. That ain't. I ain't got a ruthless bone in my butt.
That one.
You do for the Toronto. You do for the. You do for the Raptors.
Right. All right. So, yeah, we're going to go wrap this up. That was another episode. Let's take notes. My face, K-Dog, queer, man. Once again, peace and positivity. And Kevin got hostility. And we're going to get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.
Take it easy.